BBC News with Zoe Diamond. Senior Irish Catholic and Protestant clergymen have criticised the head of the Worldwide Anglican Communion for saying the Catholic Church in Ireland had lost all credibility over the child abuse scandal. The Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, said he was stunned and disheartened by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams' first comment on the crisis. Robert Pickett reports.
Even Pope Benedict has accepted that the Catholic Church in Ireland has lost moral authority, saying in his pastoral letter last month that its bishops had lost their effectiveness because of the way they handled sex abuse. But criticism from the leader of another church proved too much. Dr. Williams had spoken of the colossal trauma caused by the scandal. But they were words Dr. Williams quickly regretted, and he phoned the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, to express his deep sorrow at the difficulties his remarks had caused.
The authorities in Senegal have unveiled a colossal statue overlooking the capital, Dakar. The 49-metre-tall statue of a man, woman and child, known as the Monument of the African Renaissance, cost around $28 million. African heads of state attended the inauguration celebrating 50 years since Senegal's independence. Earlier, opposition supporters marched in protest against the statue, a pet project of President Abdoulaye Wade. Many, like this demonstrator, said the statue was a waste of money.
Abdoulaye Wade's priorities should be health, education and so on. His priority cannot just be to spend some money without talking to people, just spending the money into statues just to promote himself and his family.
Police in Iraq say 25 people have been killed in an attack carried out by gunmen dressed in military uniforms. The attack was on the village of Sufia on the southern edge of Baghdad. The victims are believed to have supported local Sunni militias that turned against al-Qaeda and its allies. A Defence Ministry spokesman, General Mohammed al-Sakari, described what happened.
According to our investigation, the perpetrators came from a nearby village, around 500 metres away. They are from the same tribe. There were around 25 armed men wearing military uniforms. They had with them a list of names. They knocked at people's doors, called out a name, then took the man or the woman who came out to a grove and killed them. We've now arrested 24 suspects.
Police in Kyrgyzstan have dispersed protesters calling for greater freedom outside parliament as the United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon was giving a speech urging the country's leaders to improve human rights. Around 40 demonstrators carrying banners and shouting "Help us" and "Freedom" had gathered as Mr. Ban was driven to the building. He told parliament that human rights, including free speech and media freedom, must be protected. World News from the BBC. South Korea has called off its rescue operation for more than 40 crew members missing from a warship that sank in mysterious circumstances last week near the disputed maritime border with North Korea. A Navy spokesman has been quoted by the Yonhap news agency as saying the operation will focus on salvaging the wreckage from Sunday. Thousands of anti-government protesters in Thailand are spending the night in the commercial heart of the capital, Bangkok, to press their demands for early elections. Earlier, they blocked roads and forced shopping centres to close. It's the third week running that the Red Shirts, as the demonstrators are called, have held mass rallies in Bangkok. They're mainly supporters of the former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted by the military in 2006. The United States Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says that he's delaying publication of a report which analysts had predicted could officially state that China manipulates its currency. The delay in publication means it will not come out until after a visit to Washington by the Chinese president. From there, Madeleine Morris reports.
It's no secret the United States believes China keeps its currency, the yuan, artificially low, and that hurts the U.S. economy. But saying that in an official report is a different matter. Branding China a currency manipulator at this stage would cause headaches for the U.S. administration. But the U.S. government is under pressure from its lawmakers to take a tougher line on China's currency. A number of American members of Congress believe the low yuan is directly affecting their local economies.
A pupil in the United States is suing the New York City authorities for $1 million in damages after she was arrested and led out of her school in handcuffs for writing on her desk. 12-year-old Alexa Gonzalez was caught scribbling using an erasable marker. The girl and her mother are suing the police and education departments in the city, claiming excessive use of force. BBC News.